Good afternoon, Audio Boo. Hello from Dean Reed and...
Jay Bramley.
Hello from Jay. We're simultaneously recording Audio Boos again. I'm holding two phones in my hand. I have 10 minutes recording time, Jay has three, so we'll see how we go here. One of the subjects we've just been talking about, we're at work at the minute, should be doing work, but we're not, is the film Dead Man's Shoes.
By Shane Meadows. Directed by Shane Meadows.
Dead Man's Shoes is a film that was filmed locally in a town called Matlock.
Literally.
Which is only a very long stone's throw, around about 7 miles from where we are now.
Yeah.
And
we're not far in the scheme.
Right, we'll take it from the start then. How did we first hear about that? I'll let you recount that story.
Well, it's a really random story. We used to go bushcrafting in a local forest, me, Dino, and some other mates. And then we always had the forest to ourselves, always. Then randomly, one time I got there, and there was a couple of skinheads there, like 80s, 70s, 80s style skinheads in the Doc Martin boots and the long coats. And
they did look like they were members of the National Front.
Yeah, they did. So obviously immediately... I found another location in the forest, and then later on that night, one of them had a trample over to us and just obviously had been drinking, and he started talking to us. And he told us that, like, he was into Shane Meadows films, because it's the time Shane Meadows had just released a film called This Is England, based on, like, the 80s skinheads. And he told us another Shane Meadows film that actually, part of it was filmed in the forest we were actually in, a short film called Northern Soul. And so, like, being curious, we thought, is he telling the truth? Is he talking garbage? So went and bought the DVD, and on the special feature, the Dead Man's Shoes, sorry, DVD, and on the special features was the short film Northern Soul, with the forest that we're in, a short clip in the forest.
Yeah, and there was quite a few locations that we recognised, and then when we watched the film itself, Dead Man's Shoes, there was a lot of places that we recognised.
Loads around Matlock, everywhere.
If you've been to Matlock, there's a huge castle on the hill there called Ryber Castle, and that was one of the places that was used
for
filming.
Yeah, one of the main scenes takes place there.
And the very final scene takes place there as well. The film is quite a dark...
It's very dark. It's not a children's film. It's very dark.
I think it's just an amazing film. It's filmed on a budget, wasn't it?
It was a seriously low budget. Yeah, I think it was £30,000, which is peanuts for a film. I think it was 30,000, yeah. No really big actors in it as such at the time.
A gentleman called Shane... Oh, sorry.
Paddy Considine.
Paddy Considine, yeah. What's it? Was he in the Bourne Supremacy or something
he had a part in that. And he's obviously got a lot bigger now, but at the time, I would have said he's probably not a household name. He's in a band as well that we went to see, but...
Riding the Low.
Yeah, he's not...
Jay has 7 seconds to go, so...
Catch you guys later.
I'll just quickly pause Jay's phone there. Hand it back to Jay so I don't drop it and break it. So we had a time there around about 2006, was it? That we're quite obsessed with that film. That was when we first started watching it.
Over the top obsessed.
Yeah. So what we did was we went round, we had a quick search on the internet, we went round all the filming locations, didn't we?
Every single one.
Went up to Ryber Castle, we went to one of the places that they use in the film that they call, or they refer to as Motson's Farm. should we tell that story?
Should we tell it? Yeah.
Yeah, go
it's
on.
It's a little
disused little shack, isn't it?
Disused shack, like a farm building. It used to have cattle in, I think. And it's where, like, the main character uses his base to live during the film.
Yeah.
But it's actually, in reality, just an old concrete building falling to bits in the middle of a farmer's field.
Yeah, so we managed to find where that was. And what I want to say is that we took Jay's Suzuki Vitara to where we knew there was a farm and we couldn't find anyone. I've changed that in my mind over the years.
We just didn't ask permission, did we?
We didn't ask permission.
Drove
up this dodgy road in Jay's four-wheel drive and then just helped ourselves and walked into the farmer's field. This was 2006. It was...
I want to say we were 15, 14, 13, getting chased off a farmer.
But we weren't. We were about 20... Work this out, Jay. You're the maths man.
About 23, 24, weren't we? Yeah. But the same emotions were there.
The same emotions. Jay mentioned in his very... was it your very first boo? First February boo, I think it was, wasn't it? Then he mentioned that when you were younger, you did silly things running across fields and the farmer would shout and tell you to go away. And that's pretty much what happened about 7 years ago.
Shout. Now, we've probably made this a bit bigger in his heads than it actually were, but it just came out, what's your game? Like, not even in a London accent.
No, it wasn't even a Cockney. Probably shouted, oi, lads. But to us, we've changed it over the years. You know, our stories
progress.
At that
point, all four of us turn, leg it back to the car. I've got We're all sprinting back like we're 12 again. Jumped in the car, couldn't get the car started. And Ray, his mate's banging on the back of the seat. Start the engine, start the car. And then he started running to like cut us off at the turn. And like, put your foot down, go. And then the emotions were high, the adrenaline. And
see, in my mind now, on Terminator 2, where T-1000 is
exactly
running,
that.
It's like that.
Exactly.
He's
that.
Running behind. He's running at about 50 miles an hour, and he's almost about to jump and hook onto the back of the car.
We were travelling down that lane at literally 90 to 100 miles. No, 15 miles an hour.
Probably not even that, mate. Probably about 5.
But it was like the kind of emotion you've not felt from when you're like I said, like 12, and we're like 25, 24.
Do you know what? Now we're nearly 30 now. I think I'd probably stop and say I would have asked first. If I go again, I'll ask.
I'd probably still be legging it.
Yeah, I'd still be legging it. Yeah. But anyway, it's a really good film, Dead Man's Shoes,
by Shane
Meadows.
It's dark. It's strange. It's weird. I think you'll appreciate it more, I suppose, being from the Midlands. If you could, like, you'll get the film, the gist. But I mean, we appreciate it more, I suppose, because it's like local people in the film. There's no scripts. It's a very loose script. So it's near enough
quite
all
improv, isn't it?
It's all improv.
Yeah,
and it's all on the moment. And
the main gist of the film is, I can't really tell it without spoiling it, can I?
I can't.
It's a real heart-wrenching story.
It really is worth anybody's time. If you check it out on IMDb.
IMDb.
IMDb even, yeah.
Yeah, even.
Yeah, the internet database music meter.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
One of the scenes from that is the pump scene, and we actually remade that pump scene,
didn't we?
Yeah. Me, Jay, and our other mate, Ray. And we used
exact petrol pumps.
Yeah, we used my Skyline, didn't we, to remake that scene. Yeah. And one of the reasons why I'm talking about this is because we're going to try and recreate the opening titles to that film and try and find all the locations where they're walking. It starts off with Paddy Considine's character, and is it Toby Kibble?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, them two are walking along various parts in the edge of the Peak District and Matlock. So
part of that lane is just down from Watson's Farmer Shack.
Is it?
One of the bits of the lane.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Probably where that farm is, or
so
we should have asked the farmer.
Yeah,
is that
yeah.
it? Yeah. Okay.
It's going to bring by some old
right.
emotions.
Okay, so I think we'll leave it at that now, but I would highly recommend that you check out the film Dead Man's Shoes
by
Shane Meadows.
Yeah.
This is England, Room for Romeo Brass, 24/7.
Once Upon a Time in the Midlands.
I want to say Once Upon a Time in the West, but that's not that at all. Okay, right. I think we're both about to freeze now because we've just done two boos back to back. So
yep.
I'll say goodbye for now, and so will Jay.
I'll catch you guys later.
And he will.